So can you start?
Well, anytime.
Okay.
You talk this way.
Oh. Hi.
We'd like so much to see you guys. We're sitting out here on an almost spring night. It was almost summer today where we were. We would love to see Greg and Paul and you, Alma, and Bill. And we have dreams and hopes of getting out there maybe this summer or next summer to see everybody. We'd like to stop in Chicago and see Sarah and Harold. And if we can look even beyond that, we'd love to have you come out here and spend time with us and see our children. I'm going to get off now and let Carl talk.
Hi, Bill and Alma and Dad. This is our other of a surprise. We didn't expect to be talking to you here tonight. Meridell and Debbie dropped in on us today, and we were very happy to see them. And she said that we should send a message back to you. So we're all saying hello to you folks back there, and I wish you could be here with us in California. See our wonderful children, and come out and see our place where we live. And we hope to be back there to see you soon. We live in the heart of the San Fernando Valley in Pacoima, California.
San Fernando?
That's the heart, Pacoima. We're right there.
I was just going to say.
It is the heart.
And what about your beautiful children?
Yeah, tell about your children.
Are their names?
Well, we have Nikki, who is almost 6, and Mark, who is about 4 and a half, and Robin, who is going to be 3 in about a month.
I didn't know you had a Robin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
guess who I was thinking about, too.
Oh, okay. I wish that they were here, that they could really give you a...
Don't you have
lined
up the record? Don't you tell about them? Haven't you saved up an anecdote?
No. Gloria knows how to
think. Debbie, you described them, how you were describing each one.
What's the oldest one?
Nikki.
Oh, Nikki, with the big eyes. I mean, I remember her.
But see, that's right. You babysat.
She was so thin with her big eyes. Uh-huh. And then the next one is
Mark.
Mark.
He's got mumps today.
He has.
What happened? Did he get them?
Yeah, again tonight.
And both sides or what?
It seems like it. He's not swelled up too much.
On one side?
No, on both sides.
Mark
3.
Nikki
just got over them.
With the mumps?
Yeah.
Everybody has different ideas about that.
And the third one is a girl.
Robin.
And the fourth one, we don't know what. Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's a boy.
You know, Rachel's having a fifth
yes,
one.
Yes, it's great.
Well.
Is there going to be a fourth one? Just...
No, there is.
There is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
there is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in October, probably.
Well, good. If you have three, you should have four. When I was taking care of Rachel's kids last summer, she wanted to divide them. She was going on a vacation, see, and I said, well, I wouldn't take half. I would only settle for the whole caboodle because they hang together. You know, they're like a bunch of grapes. I mean,
that's true.
They do. I mean, you know, they're self-sufficient. They look after each other. They really are. They have a complete collective thing. And if you divide them, they're nervous. You know, they and the four of them are nothing to take care of because they have that. No, they're not. They have their whole social milieu. One of them
is like that family back Rachel writes about where they were 12.
Yeah,
they have a different team.
They play pretty well together most of the time, especially
that's
in the morning when they're fresh. You know. But it's usually in the evening they're
fresh. Well, you're not
that's
fresh,
true.
Probably.
Yeah.
That may have something to do with it.
That's true with even three. When they're close together in age especially.
Yeah, it is.
And they're a force against their parents, too, when they know it.
Yes,
they
are. They're a complete social unit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always so different, you know, in temperament that they make a kind of collective. It is.
Mm-hmm.
His father is a very interesting person. they come from a, would you say a preacher family?
Yeah.
The middle
Well,
preacher-ish.
My dad's father was a preacher, and he was, my father was a preacher, and he has one brother who was a preacher, and another brother who was a teacher in the Wesleyan Methodist school. He wasn't a preacher, but he was pretty close to it.
Oh, they came from Oberlin too, didn't
well,
they?
No, that's where he went
that?
To school later, but they originally came. He originally grew up in the Wesleyan Methodist.
And they were abolitionists, you know, the sort of radical Christian heritage in the middle of education.
Yeah, from Preacher Newton. What was that?
What?
Do you remember the quotation from?
No. Preacher who?
A fellow named Preacher Noon.
Was he a real preacher?
Yeah. Said, wasn't he the one that said that marriage was the continuation of sex and other means?
What?
Isn't it?
Oh.
Noon?
If a preacher said that, I would be for preachers.
And, he had a whole lot of wise things that he said. Remember?
You mean that old Illinois preacher in the time of Lincoln?
Could be.
What was his name? That old Caswell, Kentwell? What was his name, you know, when he was making a big speech when Abe was sitting in the audience, and he said, who's going to hell and who's going to heaven? And Abe says, I'm going to Congress. what was his name? He was an old evangelist, you know. Well, I've got to get down a very good recording of...
Well, this guy said, well, here I am at 10,000 feet.
Yeah, he said
no wings. Put me down, Lord. You got me up too high now.
Oh, that was the guy in the war. Yeah, well, he wrote
put
a book
down, Lord,
called something about God. And,
I don't know.
Oh, that was in the war.
And came out the next day. He was writing a book about war. So he said, war is the continuation of politics, by the means. Because he heard the echo in his ear of what was being said. And he was talking about war and politics and so on, so it just came to him that way. And that was what ruined the 19th century.
Oh, sure. Because they didn't continue
from
sex.
From that point on... From that point on, they thought about war. slowly working our way toward the good life without any of all of this nonsense.
Your film about Hogarth would have been very easy to make.
Yeah.
You could have had him draw it for you.
Yes. The Puritan would not have interceded in that.
Between Kiev and Odessa. The name was Balta.
Was that on the river Bug?
Balta.
Was that on the river Bug?
On the river?
What river was that on? Harry was always talking about a river, B-O-G.
Balta.
Was that on that river? No.
The river there is Dniester, Volga, Oral, Dniepr, Volga, yeah. Balta. I was there, the manager, the old factor.
And what relation, were you Harry's father's brother?
Yes, father's brother.
Uh-huh. How many children were you?
Three. Me and my sister. Thank you, my sister.
Sonia. She lives in St. Paul.
Sonia. And my brother, their brother is. Yeah, the children. Yeah. I came from Balta, to my star. It's in business there all the time. Yeah.
Well, what did you three do in your... What did you three do in your childhood in this town? Did you have a good childhood?
What I used to do there.
The three of you, your brother?
To be a sport. Don't 4 years, very sport. When I came here to the United States, they say I'm a green orange.
What do you mean by a sport?
Sport, I was like live, and I was not in Russian, I was very educated in Russian.
Well, I used to hear some few stories about your brother. What was his first name?
My brother,
Ben.
Ben?
Oh, Ben. Benjamin. I used to hear some...
From the factories. I used to go for a business, buying machinery.
Oh.
Crushing machines for the tobacco. And for the snuff, a horker, cigarettes, machine to buy. I used to go to Kiev, Odessa.
I lived.
And I was very good, very clean. You know what I mean, Ben?
Mm-hmm. What did Ben do?
Ben, he used to work in the factory. Papyrus, he used to make papyrus.
Make what?
He used to make cigarettes. The first time when I started there, I used to make cigarettes too, but after they found out I can do something else.
What did Sonia do?
Sonia?
Your sister?
Sonia, no, she didn't live in Balta.
Oh, she was born later.
No, I was born later. She's the oldest one.
What were they?
You know, 75, 80 years ago, you know, up here. Sonia's sister came before me.
Oh. Well, when did Ben come?
I came before him.
Before you? Was that... Just thought he was born there?
Yeah.
He always said he was. He always said that he came over here when he was 6 or 7.
That's right.
Is it?
Well, he was in a different town.
They moved away?
Yeah, they moved away.
I see.
Harry and Sophia.
Well, I thought of him.
Sam, was he? I think so, yeah. Sophie, Eri, and Dale, and Sam. Four. Three boys from the... Came from local, from Russia.
Well, and...
It was a nice family. Nice family, but it's not very rich, you know what it is.
Religious?
Religious, mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was a wonderful...
Andra?
Yes, I lived with her.
So old fashioned woman, you know, but very honest. And he was too Freud.
Mm-hmm.
He was a nice man too. He was like, yeah.
So then?
Minister Paul.
Well, you said, but
Yeah.
He was always talking about remembering a river book and.
I want to go back to my wife, but she doesn't want to go. I want to go just for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd spend $4,000 to make about $4,000 for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go, but she didn't like it. She was crazy, but she wouldn't be able to spend the trip.
Well, But she brought us Rabinovitz.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Did you see what he said?
About the...
That's right. Belshem.
Oh, Belshem, that's right.
From it. From the Belshem.
Well, tell about it.
I don't remember. If I haven't seen what he passed away 175 years ago.
175.
So you got it. I was then to get some papers for me to go to the services for the here for the.
Well, who was this
guy? Yisroel. His name was Yisroel. I think he had some papers. I'm not sure. But you don't know Yiddish.
No, I can't
read Yiddish
either. But you tell. You can tell it.
There was the name was Meshvish. Kind of funny to you, the name of the town was Meshvish.
Where does Belshem live?
Belshem lived there. It's 175 years ago. I used to live in Balta. It's about 65-75 miles from Balta to Meshvish. And when I came up there, you know, this is years ago, 65 years ago, 70 years ago, when I came, I don't know, you know, what do you call it, tab, you say, or tab, you know,
yeah.
So something like that. Always, you know, to, you know, hello, you come from, I said, I came from Balta, where you are, my name is Yosef, my name is Joe, Yosef, did you know of somebody, somebody here from your family? Says, I am a Moshem Salinik. I am a Moshem, isn't this name in the Balshem Tori? Is that so? Is that so? You are? Yes. Oh my. I'll show you the goes to pray there. He used to go to the Balshem Tov, used to go to pray there.
Oh.
Double, you know, to read the Bible there. I'll show you where it is. I'll take you over tomorrow morning to go there. But don't forget, you'll go with me, because I want you to have one time the other, like, to show me the temple where he used to go.
This was at a synagogue, or?
Synagogue. When I came up there with him, and he came in and sat in the synagogue. Synagogues, so many days ago, you have to go 3-4 steps, no steps. But from the side of the flight, they were step up, 3-4 feet deep. no steps. No floor. Just, you know,
dirt,
so clean. I have years that you're a Balshem Tov, your grandpa used to. He had a separate room than my grandpa. He had a separate room, he used to go in there, pray. And like, I mean, everybody, you know, this is Shulam Alev, Shulam Alev, you know, this. I didn't believe in that, you know, at this but at the same time it's my family. And that time was the same day, was Tisha B'Hu. Tisha B'Hu, that means some kind of day, you have to go to the temple and fast. Fast too. They have to go to the, like, go on the cemetery. I was very interested to go, I like to see the grave. The grave was, you know, the monument was like this here. From that, no more, but right by the ground. In wood, and on the front there of the monument is, here is, lives Arab Yisru Balshem Arab Arab Mial came to translate it. Arab Yisru Balshem Tov. She looks at me. Arab Yisru Balshem Tov. That means the rabbi, Yisru the name, Baal means the bench, Shem, a greater Numen, a big name, Tov. Tov is good. Shem Tov. The name couldn't be any better. It was on the Rosh of the Temple Shemtov. So this is on the monument. And they told me I should go and see him, but there were people about 3 or 4 hours before man offered me to the cemetery. But I felt that I am not, I cannot go because I'm...
You don't believe in it?
No. I don't believe, but I believe he lays there.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I should be, they talk to me, he's this, and he's this, and he's this.
Well, what was he? Was he a great holy man? What did
man.
He do?
He is a holy man, all the way around. He used to teach in the woods. He used to go in the woods. You know, the teacher should be quiet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the man, Ephraim, his name, Ephraim. I said, Mr. Ephraim, I don't think I'm going to him, because I don't believe in that. And besides that, maybe I'm not clean enough. You know what I mean? I'm not clean enough to do that, to go to see him.
Mm-hmm.
I like to hear about him and everything. But I don't think maybe I'm not, I don't deserve that. He said, that's all right, you are right, you are Yoski. Yoski, that's right, you can go, you go, but you be short. I went in there too.
What generation were you from, Baal Shem?
You were the ninth.
You were the ninth?
The ninth. The ninth. So the eighth. The time is the eighth generation. Then I have to go to get some of my papers now. A little town, Lepiche. Lepiche.
Mm-hmm.
About 80 miles. They say to me, listen, Joe, Yossi, and you go with the Balagula, with and you are going to a literature to get some of the papers there. About 6-7 miles from Meribush, it used to be the rabbi's place, used to go to clean up himself. Spring water, he used to bathe there. He used to bathe there in the morning. He used to go
Baal Shem there.
Yeah, Baal Shem. 3-4 o'clock. My time used to go bathing himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, was he a kind of a wanderer who went about teaching and a rabbi?
He was just teaching just boys.
Boys?
Boys teaching.
Why was he considered so great, so holy?
Because he was... Well, he used to say, I thought it was right, you know, but he used to say that. He always used to do wonders. He used to do wonders.
Oh, he used to do miracles.
He didn't like no money, but he liked those kind of money just to support his family and to support the people who used to come around him. Then I went with the Wang, to Lepiton. They come actually about 6 miles from Belbridge. There is his place he used to bathe, to clean up himself.
All the places where he had been.
And they stopped the wagon with the horses. He used to say, Yosef, come on, you show it to you, your grandfather's place. They used to go bathing there. It was our hobby.
Mm-hmm.
My band, you know, I remember everything there. Nothing can try to eat. I don't believe in that.
That's a hard.
My boys, the company that I used to have, it was not after that, it was just three. That's why I used to live there. I don't believe there's something there. You know why? Because I read astronomy books, I read, and I know what it is. And astronomy books is, you know what it is. They'll tell you everything what's there. some maybe I don't think, but that's what it is. The Roshan Tafilo. Maybe he lived, I believe in him, but I don't believe some other things.
Yes, you can't see him, are you?
I see. But those are some zendos that I see, I don't believe. The story came before with him. I came later, 5-6 years later.
And you came first to New York?
To New York, yeah, stayed about 8 weeks and I don't like it.
Did you work there? Did you get a job there? Or
no, they wanted to work as for three or six months. I should work for nothing. Then they're going to give me about every year of stand. And I don't like it. I don't like to work for somebody. I like to go on business for myself. And I did it when I came to St. Paul, but right away in the business.
What business did you go in?
Groceries.
Groceries?
First thing.
Where was your store? On the west side?
No, not on the front, what do you call it? From Mississippi Street or some kind.
Oh,
on
Mississippi Street.
It's Lawson. I bought a little store there. I don't know how it is. $45,000 to $50,000 for that store. They closed off a little bit. The people there, I used to live there. And I bought a store, they closed off a little bit. Man, they cannot speak English, you know this. And I went and bought a store there. I wouldn't make no living. And I'm going, clean me up a couple months. And be cleaned up with a few dollars.
What did he look like?
He looked good.
He looked good?
Yeah, Sam was good too. Same thing.
You didn't live
there? I lived in St. Paul, 7 or 8 years. Very close to 8 years.
Oh,
I came here. They didn't like it, but I'm going away from there. But I don't want to be in the grocery business. I came here. I went bought a big place, market. I bought it.
A market?
Yeah, big store, very big store. For $3,000, and $3,000 and more, it was a big store, very big store. But still, I didn't like it, and I went in real estate.
Oh, real estate?
Real estate business.
That was a good business then.
I make it success in the grocery business too. Mm-hmm. I make it success. Because when I came here to California, I had my $8,000 already from there.
You did, from St. Paul, in 7 years?
$8,000. Years ago, $8,000 was the
most. Oh, yeah. You made that in 7 years?
I bought the market. Long. Paid $3,000. I didn't take no stock, no jam. I bought there about 3-4 months. I make a few, about $3,000-$4,000. And I quit the grocery business too. And I'm in the real estate. I make a success in the real estate.
Yeah. You came just at the right time when the real estate was just beginning to...
Yeah. And the real estate, and then make a few dollars. Pretty good. I make it. They used to like, they have two agents used to work for me in the real estate business. Make nice, very good business. Very nice business, I have. Make a few $1,000, but after I lost, because the depression I lost.
No depression.
But I left something for me too.
You kept enough to live on, then.
Yeah.
Do you remember Harry when he used to sell papers on the street in St. Paul when he was a little boy? Yeah. Well, you, well?
I came to St. Paul, I came in 1913.
Uh-huh.
Sam at the time, 10 years old. He was older than Sam.
He must have been 17 or 18 then.
Oh, that's all.
Harry, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's done by the name Bill Laviette. Older than 14, 13 years old when I came up there. Excuse me. And I started to work there in the manufacturing, make some cigarettes. Papyrus, they call it, papyrus. I didn't like it too. I didn't like it.
You didn't have...
Some businesses on the side. used to have a sklad. Sklad means a warehouse. I rented a big warehouse. Used to go up in the morning with two boys. And used to buy some in the farmers wheat, corn, oats, and you know, and some different things, and put them up in the big warehouse. You know, mm-hmm. I used to
do that.
I make money then.
Did you enjoy making money?
Huh?
Did you enjoy making
money? I enjoy, but I didn't enjoy because I didn't like it. If I have to be, because they chain me up around with the chain, with the iron chain. I should go on business, I should do the business, but I didn't like it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. Because when you buy something, years ago, you cannot buy clean. You have to do some kind of tricks.
Oh.
And the trick that kills me, the tricks.
Mm-hmm.
To tell the farmer, he brought 10, 15 sacks of wheat, you say. And put them on the scale, you have to cheat him. Mm-hmm. That kills you. You have to cheat him on the scale, you say. He's a farmer. They at least put 10, 15 pounds on the sack, around the second week, you have to take away from me. Excuse me.
The only way you can make money.
But not going that way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I was kind of nervous. That's why I didn't stay playing everything in Starling.
Oh, good. Well, we can
Question. You are interested to know that. The same thing, I'm the same way too.
Yeah.
And because I like to hear about the old culture, I like to see.
Yeah.
Uncle, the idea is...
it's violent, the old culture, you know. But the Saint and the rich family, you know, the richest family in town at the time. But the Saint and I violent are both, you know. I have plenty of money to spend, you know, at the time. But at the same time, the children from the family, from the rich family, my nephew, my nieces, they used to depend on me. Joe, Yosef, you go with him. I should go with him. I should take care of him. I was bad, but couldn't be any better. Couldn't be any worse.
At
the same time, they asked me, Joe, Yosef, you go with him. Depend on you.
You had to take care of it.
I'm worse than the day.
How did Todd get to work for where he used to work? Remember when he used to work for in the old country for that miller?
He used to work for the UEP.
What was the name? What was his name?
Eliui Perlmutter.
I see. How long did he work for that family?
You worked there. About 25 years.
25 years. Well, how did he get? How did he get to work there? I mean, how?
It used to be in Golden.
Yes.
In Golden.
The town of Golden.
Town of Golden. He was a rich man.
Who father worked for?
Yeah. He used to work in a mill, in a wind, in a...
In a flour.
A flour. He used to work there. He used to get, I think, $6 a month.
$6 a month for work. And what, and board?
Huh?
Did they get board?
$6 a month, he used to get this. You know, this is potato and milk. But he used to get from the mill. The windmill, the power mill, used to get some flour.
The $6 a month and some flour.
$6 a month and some flour.
I see. Did he get any extras? Was he able to steal anything?
It wasn't on the book.
This is
did he live? Where did he live? Did he live on the on the property?
Yeah, he lived
on the How old was he then? What'd you say?
Yeah.
How old?
I think She lost them all.
How old was the father when he began to work for him?
About 28 years old. 27 years old.
Yeah, what did he do before he went to work for him?
Before he was a boy.
Yeah, well, up to 28. What did he do up to 28? Take your fingers away from your mouth, see, so they couldn't catch it, see. Yeah, well,
that's all right. We got lots of time. Relax. We're going to try to get as much.
He got married about 21 years after the service in the...
He was in the service?
No. 21 years or 22 years, we'll say, he got married. I was on the wedding. I remember they took me for a child, you know, about 3 years old. I went to the wedding, the time to the little town.
Where did he meet Riva?
Riva. Oh, there the Shatkun, I never heard of the match.
Oh, they had matchmakers.
Oh, yeah.
The matchmakers, sure.
Oh.
And you used to give me some money too for $75 or under.
They used to get a dowry along with the matchmaking. Yeah. That was the basis of the bargain, you know?
They got married, I think, but no, you put it, after the wedding, about 2-3 years later, they went to the work, to the Louis Perlmutter.
Well, he went to work about a couple of years after he...
Louis Perlmutter, the windmill. No, the power. He was there about a few years there, I don't know.
Did Riva come from the same town, or did she come from another?
Yeah, how did they meet? Oh, a matchmaker brought them together.
Yeah, you can make a living there.
Yeah.
Get $6 a month, decide the flour, and flour for the
family. Yeah.
And the family. Mm-hmm. And besides, you know what it is. Besides.
Whatever you can steal.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I mean, do you like the Islamic question? You think I'm trying to...
That's his.
And... what did he used to like to do when he was a young boy? What did he used to? Did he used to go to cheder or to go to school, or did he used to? Used to do when they didn't work, you know, when the holiday used to come.
Well, holiday.
Yeah.
What they used to do. Our father, you know, our father,
old grandpa.
They used to watch. They should daven, should pray. Tinnin and praying and everything.
The grandpa overlooked their religious training.
If they should go to Dublin and bring the tinnin.
He made them observe the religious beliefs very strong.
Otherwise, it would be good because he wouldn't be
able to do that. How would he spend his, the high, you know, when it came Friday night, you know,
Friday
the Sabbath?
Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shabbos.
How would he spend that the weekend?
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
The weekend, the Shabbos.
Yeah.
Shabbat, Friday night. Yeah. Friday night, Shabbat. Mother used to bench the candles. Then candles. They cover up the table with the two white bread, you know, the great and cover them up. Then they go around there. I was 5-6 years old at the time. I tried to go to the rest of the big boys.
It's good wine.
Yeah.
What made him?
Then he goes sit down, eat. The washing, sit down by the table. He just like he sits next to me, and five over here. Mother over there, this is great, something like that. And then, Zmiris, what means Zmiris? Songs.
After the Sabbath, they sing.
When I had it, it was not gezien. Yearly, whatever they do, you know. But Freke, you used to sing with Pa, just word to word, whatever you said was yes.
What made
him
assume the last name? Or what made him come
from
America?
Well, I was thinking.
One day, then they left the trouble, the meal, the dinner was for the time. Supper, you say. Then you have to pray again after the prayer. Then, all right. Then you have to go to bed. That's when they again pray. Krishna. You spend all the time on the praying. Word to word, whatever you said, I used to say the same thing. And I didn't like it.
How did he get along with the other peoples, you know, when he was manager of the plant? Did he used to get into many fights?
Over there in the mill?
Yeah.
Why do you care about this?
I mean, he never had the trouble too much with the peasants or anything.
My father used to bring them a bag of wheat or some wheat, always
grain.
And they used to get them up on the meal.
How do they used to get paid?
Oh, they used to give them so much wheat from the
exchange. They didn't get no money. They got an exchange of wheat.
He said so much, a little show there.
How did he finally begin to get money to come to America? Do you know, or rather, let's... How did he first begin to think of wanting to come to America?
Coleman.
Yeah.
He make up his money to go to America. Of course, he had so many girls.
That's another member of the family. Yeah. Someone else.
So many girls. Yeah. You know, boys, and you know what? He couldn't make it. Not good to make a living there for him. They make up to go to the United States. At the same time, but like all the same thing too. But all kinds of tricks to how they make the money.
Yeah. How did they make the money?
They couldn't get
enough money.
All kinds of bad tricks.
To get the money to come.
They wanted to come badly to America.
They used to be in ships, what do you call this?
Skins.
Or some kind of that, I don't know. I think they live in the same town, you know, they live in Baltimore, they live in different towns. And they used to, I don't know.
All right. Then they got
they probably had to go to the countryside and trade it out of the peasants.
They used to come
to get enough money.
To get enough money to.
They used to come.
There was already three children then. How many children? All of them. All the children were born already
when Sherb. We all came together.
I didn't know.
So who lived first? The grandfather?
No.
Coleman was first. Was Coleman first or Coleman Ben Burkus's father?
Oh. Yeah. Well, they make the money, but they, you know.
Just through trickery.
And sticky fingers. Yeah. You know.
Stealing. I mean, that's what.
That's what they had
to.
Brothers. Coleman and Frank.
They're not brothers.
Louis's mother is his father's brother.
They didn't go to steal, you understand? You name Meridoff.
Meridoff.
No.
That's right, Meridoff.
Meridoff.
Yeah.
They didn't steal, but they did the business steal.
Oh. Yeah. They had to get the money that way. They were crazy men, as the tradesmen here
used to go to the Indian territory and perhaps get a blanket that was worth $100.
Sam was no, they didn't make the holdups.
Bar of soap or something.
No. Sam, they didn't make the holdups.
No, we know.
So they make the business, but the business here.
Yeah, sure.
What they can do is different.
Today,
you think only the old, your father and my father did the same thing?
No, I don't know.
Everybody did the same thing. Everybody did the same thing.
Sounds very familiar to me. All have to.
I think it was 1905.
Yeah, about
1905. Mm-hmm. I received a letter from Coleman. They are going to test the train at our town. I am 10 miles from my town. I got to the train to see him over.
Do you know what happened to the family that Pa worked for? Do you know what happened?
Yeah. There in Russia. In Galta.
Yeah, in Galta, yeah. Do you know what happened?
He left them.
Yeah, but what happened to the family? You know, they were left there, after the revolution and so forth.
Yeah, sure.
Do you know what happened to the family?
When I left Russia, they were still in the business there.
They were still in the business. Yeah.
That's not so important.
Yeah. No.
I think you should keep going on to the family, what happened after they came.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Then, I suppose they arrived in New York like everybody else did.
Yeah.
So how did they come to Minnesota? Do you know how they happened to come to Minnesota?
Father and Coleman?
Yeah.
But a lot of people from Kirovozov. A lot of people from Kirovozov, from the little town.
The name of the town?
From the little town they used to live.
In the little town in Russia?
Little town in Russia, they used to live.
Coleman.
So, but a lot of people from that town. In the town used to live already in St. Paul.
Oh, I see.
That's where they come.
Uh-huh.
They came directly. They didn't stop in New York like you did.
When they stopped, they resigned.
How well fixed were they? Were they settled? Did they have a home?
They had a little on the west side.
Yeah, they all, I remember that part. They already were settled in St. Paul, and we made our...
When you came, we already moved to a better living quarters.
Yes, sir. No, but I think you stayed in the west side.
Yeah. All right, but that was Coleman. The first house we lived in.
Yeah, the first house.
That was an improvement over the older quarters. We lived in this house. Yeah, we lived in poorer quarters.
You lived first in that ghetto there.
In Coleman, you used to live in the bathhouse.
Yeah. Well, that was already a sign of progress. Yeah. That was a business already.
Progress.
But before you came, we lived in what would today be recognized perhaps as substandard housing. And there was no facilities, very poor.
Those old houses are still there. People are still living in the same ones, I think.
I wonder if they're still there.
Sure, those old...
They got living the time all the time.
Well, this was a pretty much...
It was not that street went down to the river. I think that was pretty well cleared, wasn't that pretty well cleared for aviation? Most of it is still there. That street, that you street. You turn off of...
Well, it was off the state down into the... towards the river bed, you know?
His father used to make a nice living, quiet, used to go to the shul, used to live there, and it was good, but you know.
He's always a very generous person compared to the other.
Used to like him. St. Paul. Flaky. He was very good. I used to buy something in the west side. Yeah, the west side used to call me. The west side. And his father used to like him because I was a baby, you know, and he left, you know. He used to take care of me. I used to like him very much, better than anybody. I used to like my brother. Yes.
You call him Freuke, or was that a...
Freuke was his name.
That's a beautiful name.
He was very good. He was so good. I used to come to visit him. I was a boy at the time, 16, 17, 18 years old. He used to take me on his lap. You feel like, you know, I was sitting and I was make myself
very cozy.
Because he was a big man. I remember that. He said, come here, Yossi. I used to say, oh, he's taking me around, you know, I feel good. That's what he is. Oh, I used to like him. That's what it is. But I don't believe that's the problem, believing that knocks me down.
She means from the time they left Russia to the time he saw him again. Well, that was a period about 10 years, I think, in 1994,
95. And I was a California boy.
About 8 years. Then you came to California.
And Pa came over the time.
To see you in California.
But for business, can you go off like it? And he went to paddle. Right. Some didn't like it, but I said it makes no difference.
How long didn't work out though? He didn't stay very long
because it was bad. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Some didn't like it.
You know, calm.
Some didn't like it. He thought himself, he said to me, also, you think I should go back here? He says, I would like you should go back, but the because isn't good.
You mean the family didn't like family. For him to go back and do menial work?
To stay in California.
Because they were climbing,
they climbed up on the step that a little bit higher, so, and he was still on the bottom. No good, that's the trouble is, the trouble comes. Because they have a little bit more fleas in the nose.
Fleas?
Where did mother come from?
Mother? A little town, I remember. It came just like a dream. Yeah, a little town. About 25 or 30 miles from there, in the city where I was used to live. He a nice man, our father was a nice man. Nice man, you know, it wasn't Doidy, you know what I mean, a nice man. He used to talk nice, you know, I was a child from 4 or 5 years, he used to take me around and kiss me, I remember. He's the mother's father. Herr Giesen, his name was Bell. What a nice man.
How many children were there in mother's family? Do you know? Yeah, you know. And how did they meet? How did father and mother meet?
Matches.
Shotgun marriage.
They never knew each other till they got married.
How soon did they know it? How long did they know each other before they married? Very long?
No.
I mean, I just
didn't.
Some big bang thing. Yeah. No, right away, they got married, that's all. Even the $50 that they give the deposit.
The dowry, yeah.
$50 or $25, it's just like buy a horse.
Just like you buy a horse.
Buy a horse. That's all.
Well, you had to pay more for a horse, didn't you?
Sure. You have to excuse him, boy. Yeah. Boys and girls, I'm going to give you little pieces of candy. Please, don't say no.
Oh, wonderful.
See, how's that now?
Excuse me.
You go ahead and give her. You want to start it off?
I don't know.
Well, you can even sing a song, you know. Say a piece.
Bobby, let's see somebody else start. Daddy, start.
Okay.
You don't have to move.
No.
You just get up.
Okay. Oh, excuse me.
I mean, you don't have to.
Just for the very soft one.
All right.
You don't even have to. You can send a message to Bill.
Bill. How are you, Bill?
With Elvis.
We have a very unusual.
With Elvis. Just a moment.
We're going to all.
Hi, Bill, Betty, Lou, and the children. We're all gathered here this afternoon at Uncle Joe's house. The family is here at Maridale. Debbie, Benny, Bernie, rather, and Robin. Bobby, Sadie, Judy, and myself. We've had Uncle give us a background of the family originating from Europe to their arrival here. Maridale was very much interested in trying to build collect the family background of the Rice family. Uncle has spent quite a bit of time in giving us his recollections to the best of his memory. We've been all having a very interesting time. I'm sure you know that we all
hope for an early recovery and hope to see around these parts as if it's possible. Real truth.
Oh. Well, I guess it's my turn now. Uncle Bill, I was very sorry to hear about your misfortune, but I know that you'll take it in good spirit. I really have had a very exciting 2 days seeing Marinelle and the family so close and learning about all of the experiences from the Middle West. It really isn't too close to me out in California, where everything is rather cosmopolitan and just a little bit, I guess maybe I would consider it a higher class because we aren't so close to the farm life, I think. But to me, it's been very interesting because of getting to know your part of the country just a little bit better and knowing what goes on. Please get well very soon. And I really hope to see you. You will receive a letter from me in very due time.
Oh yeah, but you announced about me just now, Sadie.
Okay, I want to say hello to all of you, and this has been a very terrific weekend seeing Debbie and her children, their little girl, and husband, and Meredith. We're looking forward to seeing all of you soon, maybe this summer, I hope. Betty, I want to thank you for thinking of us and sending us the lobster, except I don't know whether you heard, but they all arrived dead. So, it wasn't too good of an experience, but we thank you anyway for thinking of us.
But Kathy's still got the clams.
All right. Come on, dear.
Hurry up.
You say no.
Come on. Say hi,
everybody. This is Judy.
Well, if you pay it,